Hey friends, before we get started with the episode today, I wanted to let you know that this is the last essay episode of Least Important Things. What does that mean? It's the last episode where you're going to have more of our narration storytelling format and you're going to be involved. It's been an incredible first season of Least Important Things. I started this with the idea of just trying to create a platform, create a community where we tell stories that inspire, entertain, and delight, and focused on the least important of the most important things in pop culture, entertainment, and just in our lives. It's been incredible to see the feedback on social media, the listeners, the people that I run into, especially when sometimes I don't know where this is going as a podcast. It's exciting to hear people connect with the episodes, resonate with them. Even I was talking to a friend that fell asleep to one of the episodes, which if you're a podcaster like me, that is actually one of the best compliments you can receive, because that means your voice, the way you're telling this story creates a sense of calm and peace, which is an amazing reaction to have to an episode. So this is our last essay episode of season one. For the rest of the summer, I'm going to take some time to kind of go back to my list, idea list, do some improvements, get more feedback from you about what we want to see in season two. We're also going to have some treats here. So there will be things populated in the feed. Just our normal essay episodes, our normal cadence is going to slow down a little bit and then revamp in the fall with season two. There's a lot to look forward to. I'm really excited, but more importantly, I want to know what you think about what we've talked about in season one, and I actually want to know what your ideas are. What topics, what episode topics are you interested? What do you want to discuss? What do you want to hear? And how do you want to get involved? And you can do that by leaving a voicemail at www.speakpipe.com/least important things or visiting our website at leastimportantthings.com and clicking the leave a voicemail button. You can email the show at leastimportantthings@gmail.com or reach out to me across social medias at Luke H. Ferris or Least Important Things on Facebook. I want to know, one, ideas for next season. What topics? What have I not covered? Is there a mini series that you think would be interesting? And then also, are you interested in participating in Least Important Things? From the beginning, I set out of starting a podcast that, one, I could express my ideas and creativity and writing, but two, to get more people involved. I want this to be a platform where you get to express your ideas about the most important, least important things in your life. And you can do that in different ways. You could actually host an episode. You could write part of an episode. You could participate like you have in season one. I'm open to any ideas and I want you involved. So think about that as we move forward to season two. Again, thank you so much for listening, for being part of Least Important Things in season one. There's so much awesome things to come. I'm super excited about it. All right. That's enough of me until you get some more of me. On with the episode. I step outside the door. A rush of tingling coats my body as I react to the morning weather. I look to my left, and I look to my right. Then I plop two earbuds into my lobes. I pull taut the two straps of canvas cords on my backpack, then tilt my phone to my eyeline and queue up at the track. I tap the name of the song, and then slip the black rectangle into my jean pocket. And walk. You're listening to a podcast called Least Important Things. I'm your host, Luke Ferris. I've had the pleasure over the course of my career to commute walk to work pretty frequently. In any place I've lived, I've attempted to incorporate walkability into the factor of the geography. A lot of that has to do with the simple pleasure of walking to music. The experience of music plays into the rhythm of our species' basic form of movement. Now, in our live music episode, we talked about the power of a song and how songs can influence our emotions wherever we are, including while we exercise, drive, or even lounge by the pool. But out of all these environmental interactions with music, walking is the form that can alter my mood and kind of take me out of body. If you disagree with me, I implore you to test something out. Go to your nearest block with the sidewalk. put on your confidence outfit. You know the one. And play the 1971 theme song from Shaft by Isaac Hayes and start walking. Intellectually, I know I'm the furthest thing from the swagger of Richard Roundtree strutting across the streets of New York, donning his Marlowe leather jacket. But for some reason, this song makes each step in my walk more confident. Excuse me, car in my intersection. How dare you? Oh, Mr. Businessman in the suit. You move for me. I own the center of this sidewalk. Another song that overtakes my body while walking is perhaps the song that is most intricately tied to the art of movement and walking down a street. The Bee Gees' Stayin' Alive was written for 1977's Saturday Night Fever, starring John Travolta as Tony Manero, a Brooklyn paint store clerk who spends his evenings gallivanting on the disco floors of New York. In the film's opening credits, director John Badham follows the rhythmic strut of Manero's prance, set to the upbeat high tone of the Gibb Brothers. Saturday Night Fever's relationship with music, dancing, and walking is so tied to the character of Manero that in the 1983 sequel, Stayin' Alive, directed by Sylvester Stallone, put that one in for your trivia night, closes with Manero winning the dance competition and getting the girl. And he can only celebrate in one way.
What I want to do? What? You know what I want to do?
What?
Strut.
And I agree with Manero, man. Sometimes all I want to do is click play and strut around Manhattan. Another jubilant display of this feeling of strutting and walking while you're listening to music is in the 2013 music rom-com Begin Again, when the two lead characters played by Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley share a playlist of songs from an iPod while using a headphone splitter.
What is that?
This?
Yeah.
That's a splitter. For two headphones going into one input.
Yeah.
It's actually from my first date with Miriam.
It is? What do you mean?
We walked all over the city listening to her CD player. I don't think said more than two words to each other the whole night. That was New Year's Eve, and we were married 2 months later.
Wow. That's lovely.
What kind of music you got on your phone?
I'm not giving you access to my music library. I'm really not. There's, like, a lot of embarrassing, very guilty pleasures in there.
Mine, too. You could tell a lot about a person by what's on their playlist.
I know you can. That's what's worrying me.
So we're going to do this?
Okay.
You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is praise.
On the same streets Manero walked 30 years prior, the two dance, walk, lip sync, laugh, and embrace their shared love of song. Am I the only one who loves this simple but powerful act of music plus movement? I wanted to know what songs you like to walk to. And here's what you said. Andy and Jake said, I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles by The Proclaimers. Daniel said, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John. Caitlin said, Seven Nation Army by The White Stripes. Eliza said, Get Ready by The Temptations. JD said, Mona Lisa by Dominic Fike from the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. that got me going while walking through some airports last weekend. Tucker said, "Good Love is on the Way" by John Mayer. Lauren said, "The Less I Know the Better" by Tame Impala. Lydia said, "New Sensations" by INXS. What a vibe. Greg said, "Superstition" by Stevie Wonder. It just has a perfect walking beat. Justin said, "Dame Dismoy" by Christine and the Queens. Mackenzie said, "Send Me on My Way" by Rusted Root. John said, "Hotel Yorba," also by the White Stripes. And Chloe said, "Bet on It" by Zac Efron from High School Musical 2, preferably while walking on a golf course. I love hearing all these suggestions, and it makes me feel like I'm not the only one who loves to walk and listen to music. So I've collected all these songs into a walking song Spotify playlist that you can listen to. It'll be in the show notes. During the pandemic, a lot of us embraced the joy of walking, especially if you lived in suburban America, where roads tend to be suited for vehicles over pedestrians. If the highlight of the day or break from work was a walk around the neighborhood or down the street, accompanying that with a podcast or song only seems sensible. It's the simplicity of walking, that it comes so naturally to us as humans, that I think makes music, something that is so naturally expressed by us, perfect partners. So the next time you want some energy to feel like a superhero and get some motivation to take on the day, take a walk and play a powerful song. Or maybe if you're tired or struggling, instead, play something melancholy. Whatever the feeling you want or need to process, walking and listening to music is one of the ways that can help you reflect and proclaim the simple nature through the mystical healing cocktail of rhythm, movement, and noise. Or if you're like me, sometimes all you want to do is strut. Least Important Things is a podcast about the most important of the least important things in pop culture and entertainment. It's written and created by me, Luke Ferris, and executive produced by Jay Ferris. Logo and brand design by Curtis Felton. Again, we are wrapping up season one. We will see you in the fall. Of course, stay subscribed because there'll be some treats, some stuff from the vault coming out in the next couple months, all while we're working to bringing you an amazing season two with more stories, more conversations, and hopefully more inspiration about the most important of the least important things in our lives. And until then, I'll talk to you soon.